time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
14 to 10, Jeff Gwillem, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis.
This is a great topic. We touched on it last week, roadworthies. Should they be annually done?
Well, I'd have to say they should be, and even though a lot of consumers don't think they should, I would have to say any car over 5 years old, 7 out of 10, when they go up on a hoist, they're unroadworthy. I was just talking to Marnie. My son's got a Subaru. He rams it over speed humps all the time. Just had it over. A mechanic put it up. He's driving across to WA. Two new tyres because the inside of the tyres rubbed out, new bushes on the front suspension. And he wouldn't have known. He'd have probably been halfway over the Nullarbor before that thing fell apart on him. And, you know, there's a lot of websites where mechanics put up pictures all the time, Dennis, and the amount of cars that are technically unroadworthy that are on our roads is horrendous. And I think we run away with the view that cars are far better engineered than they used to be. Of course they are, and I'd be the first to agree. But there's a sense of security that is far past what that vehicle will do if you don't maintain it. And, you know, the issue with the mechanic, if a mechanic gets under a car and the car's unroadworthy and they tell the consumer, by the way, your car's unroadworthy, and the car's there just for a normal service, the mechanic can't stop the consumer getting back into that car. They can advise them, and they should advise them. They can actually report it to the police if they want to. But that consumer can get back in that unroadworthy car because it was only bought in for a service and they don't want to pay for the extra things to be fixed and drive around. And my biggest contention here in my discussion that I have regularly with Vic Rhodes is, how is it I can drive around in the same car for 30 years without a roadworthy? May I have one roadworthy when I bought it and I never have to get it roadworthy again? And I don't think that's good enough. I think there's a danger there in for the public. And, you know, it doesn't matter the fact that we change the car fleet over about every 10 years. But there's a lot of cars with high mileage that shouldn't be on the road.
Harry, good evening.
G'day, mate. I'd have to agree with the last guy that was just on. I mean, there are cars that are on the road that just absolutely shouldn't be. I mean, you've got cars that are falling apart. You've got drivers that shouldn't be driving. I mean, it should be roadworthies and driver's license that should be done yearly, because it's not just the cars, it's the drivers.
Yeah, where do you stand on rechecking or retesting drivers, Jeff?
Oh,
well, sorry, Harry. Well, often we use age as a measure to retest drivers. However, there are some fantastic older drivers and there are some really ordinary young drivers. So I don't think age is a limit, but I think if somebody's a poor driver and they're reported to be a poor driver, then they should undertake some sort of test, and age isn't always the best measure of that.
Harry, thank you for your call. One of the other things with, I think a lot of these, I think there'll be a fair number of unroadworthy cars that are simply driven to get to the train station and back each day.
Yeah, they are, Dennis, but a lot of accidents happen within a kilometre of the home.
Yep.
Because people are just dashing up the road. In our discussions last week, you know, I highlighted two of the main factors in accidents and deaths in cars, and that was distractions from things like mobile phones, and the other one is people not putting seatbelts on. In older cars, a lot of those cars don't have, you know, nowadays if you don't put your seatbelt on, the car's bleeping to you when it gets louder and you know, the duration gets closer together. In older cars, it doesn't do that, and it's those short journeys where people jump in the car, the seatbelt's not on, they're down to the train station or round to the shops. Unfortunately, that's where a lot of deaths do occur. But that's really just common sense. I mean, anybody in Australia today that jumps in a car that doesn't automatically reach for that seatbelt is asking for trouble.
96900693 or 131332. Have I lost my mind, or are regular roadworthies compulsory in New South Wales?
After the vehicle is a couple of years old, there is a 5-point safety check, but it's not the same level of roadworthy as it used to be. And there's some consideration going on in New South Wales, Dennis, to bolster that up. What happens around the states and territories is they get a view that cars are safer, so we don't need roadworthies. They drop it off, what generally happens is there's a recognition that, by the way, just because a car's 2 or 3 years old doesn't mean it's got high mileage, and then they tend to start to wind, you know, put the constraints back in. But I really wish that, you know, the road authorities, they need to think about either the age of a car or the kilometres that a car's travelled, because you can have an old car that's got low mileage, you can have a car that's a couple of years old that's got high kilometres on it. So I think it's one or the other. But look, I think over a certain age, maybe 5 years, all cars should be have a roadworthy every year.
And if that was brought in, it would be a bit of pain for people at the beginning. But if it was brought in, then that car will then be a better vehicle and you'll be safer on the roads, which is part of your responsibility. But the chances are that a car of that era, if it's brought up to roadworthiness after 5 years and you're just doing average sort of Ks, chances are there'll be little that'll have to be done year on year.
That's right, Dennis. There wouldn't be much on it. One of the things that happens in Victoria, we see it every day, is people don't get a car roadworthy regularly. They go and sell it and it gets old. So then they start to think, well, should I sell it without a roadworthy? Not very helpful. Or the bill is high. Well, of course it's high. You haven't done anything to it for 5 years. You've been running around in it. So we compound the problem. And you know, I could point you out 100 mechanics where people will their car and say, I need a roadworthy, but do the absolute minimum. Now they're handing this car on to another consumer, and they're asking the mechanic to do the absolute minimum because we've got this view with cars. Well, I've already bought the car, why should I keep maintaining it? Now, if we took that view with our bodies or with our houses, we'd be horrified. We wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't want your airlines doing that, would you?
You wouldn't want your airlines to, and nobody would want to get on an aircraft that missed its regular checks. But I think we've got to recognise that we are passing that vehicle on to somebody else. There's a responsibility there. But the longer you leave those regular checks, the worse it gets. But I still say, you know, I would argue that half the vehicle fleet, one way or another, isn't roadworthy. Not so much new cars, but certainly cars with a few years in them. And they're carrying on their merry way, but generally the braking and the steering and the suspension aren't what they should be.
Michael, good evening.
Yeah, hi there, guys. I'd just like to talk about roadworthies. It's just inconsistent, the checks in different places. You could take a vehicle to different organisations, none in particular, and you could end up with 4 different reports.
Is that common, Jeff?
No, look, people do from time to time say this. Now, there's a couple of things here. One is that there's a standard checklist for all roadworthies in Victoria, so that they all start with the same piece of paper. Now, it is obvious that if you've got a different type of mechanic with a different experience and even different ages, and maybe somebody's been doing this for 30 or 40 years, that they may be different, but you wouldn't want it to be significantly different. But it doesn't matter where you take it. These are humans, they're not robots. They're making their best call on the safety of the vehicle. I think, you know, listening to Michael, from time to time that does occur, but normally every mechanic that's looking at a car for a roadworthy is trying to make sure that car is safe when it leaves their workshop. I know that there's from time to time there are assumptions that mechanics are just adding on work, but generally speaking, they're not. They're just trying to make sure that car's safe when it leaves the workshop.
Thank you for your call, Michael. More with Jeff Quillam after these.
Neil Mitchell.
Rocco, hello.
Neil, talking about jet skis.
Gets Melbourne talking.
If you're not doing the right thing, well, you don't deserve it.
Every weekday morning.
Well, what's the answer? You don't want them banned from Port Phillip Bay, obviously. What's the answer?
I wouldn't have them banned from Port Phillip.
His views and yours.
And you know what? Maybe they should take them off. Maybe they should confiscate them.
Crush them, Rocco. We could crush them.
We could, Neil. We could.
Impound them and crush them. What about that?
Absolutely.
Neil Mitchell, 3AW693. IMLAX buy damaged, old and unwanted cars and four-wheel drives. Book online at imlax.com.au to organise a pickup or drive to 1602 Centre Road, Springvale. Open 7 days. imlax.com.au. LMCT 1229.
Summer's here, it's hot all day when pesky pests come out to play. Ants and spiders, cockroaches, wasps and other pests you'd love to squash. Call X Exopest, they'll do it right so you can enjoy those long hot nights. Get protection from the best, put those nasties down to rest. Exopest will do it right, no worries mate, you've won the fight. This summer, trust Exopest. Safe, affordable, reliable. Head to exopest.com.au.
Ureski. For most of the year, it gathers dust in your shed, travelling only to barbecues where it's used as a chair or a wicket. But right now, Australia needs Ureski for a greater purpose, for adventure. Jeep have partnered with Empty Esky to create the Great Esky Expedition, encouraging every Australian to hit the road to a bushfire-affected community and bring back an Esky full of locally made goods. If you're in, be sure to check current travel restrictions in your state, then visit emptyesky.com.au to plan your expedition today.
It's been a tough year for everyone, especially our kids. Having a trusted mentor to talk to can be life-changing, and that's where Raise comes in. Raise runs mentoring programs in schools around Australia with trained volunteers, which could be you. It's a unique chance to increase your sense of purpose and give back to your community, as well as change the life of a young person. Make the difference. Become a mentor today. Sign up at raise.org.au/mentor.
When you drive through country Victoria, you're driving through the home of our wildlife. Drive safely to protect them. To report a wildlife collision, call Wildlife Victoria on 8400 7300. A safe drive saves our wildlife.
Nights on 3AW for the gold standard all-on-4 implant system at Bond Street Dental. Register now for their online webinar Wednesday, February 10. Register at bondstreetdental.com.au. Talking Automotive. Thanks to Imlax, buyers of end-of-life vehicles. Go to imlax.com.au, LMCT 1229.
Jeff Quillam is with me, VACC CEO. Chance, good evening.
Oh, g'day there, mate. Look, I've got some opinions on this whole roadworthy thing, but I also have a few extra ideas. You see, I run a panel beating shop up in Mildura with my girlfriend, Stacey, and we see so many cars coming in that are just absolutely wrecked because of not only the cars, they're not very good, but the drivers themselves. I think that we should be installing on all probationary drivers breathalysing in the car and swab tests as well, because you see so many cars that are just wrecked and lives torn apart because of the cars, they're crap, and the drivers, they're on drugs.
There's a double problem, Jeff. Drug-affected drivers in crappy cars. Jeff?
Just not good enough. There needs to be more done.
I think the issue here is you can't penalise the whole community because we've got a certain group of people that are getting into cars with drugs in their body. But I hear what Chance is saying. Panel beaters come across as these are the guys and girls that are trying to pull cars back into shape, and some of the horrific things that they see, and they know there's drugs that have been in that car and the driver's taken drugs. It's a much bigger problem than we think, because of course people that have got drugs in their system, they're not wandering all over the place when they get into their car. They look okay, but technically, they're in.
Jeff, great to have you on the program. VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. I've got some news about the Australia Day honours after this news.